So it's our Lamed Gimel. We're on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Kahn, the Ilui Nishmas of Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Yaakov ben Binyamin HaKohen. So we are up to the first wide line where the lines start to spread. First wide line. So the Gemara says, Kartzu Bekama. When you do this, when the Kohen Gadol does this incision, how deep is the incision? How deep? So Amar Ula says, Berov Shnayim. The rov of both simanim has to be a valid shechita. That's the minimum amount of an incision to make a valid shechita is rov simanim, rov each one. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Berov Shnayim. Rav Yochanan said the same exact thing. Rov, the majority of both simanim. The Af Rish Lakish Tzavar Barov Shnayim, even Rish Lakish held this way. The Amar Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said, the Chimiachar Shashaninu Rov Shel Echad Kamohu. The Mishnah over there in Chulin, says that Rov of Echad, Rov of one is considered Rov of one of the Simanim is considered as if he did the whole Simon. So the Mishnah starts off saying Rov is like the whole thing. That's all you need. Rov is good enough. So since it says that, Lama Shaninu Rov Echad Ba'ov Rov Shnayim Behema. Why does the Mishnah repeat again at the end of that Mishnah in Chulin? And by the way, Rov is enough. Why is the Mishnah repeating it? Right? So Rosh Lakish suggests, you know why the Mishnah is repeating? You know why he said it twice over there in Chulin? Lefi Sheshaninu, because we learned in our Mishnah, in Maseches Yuma, Heviu Lo Et HaTamid. They brought the Tamid. Kartzo, he would do an incision. Umirak achar shchita al yado, and then somebody else would finish it off. V'kibel es dama es hadam, and then the kohen would be able to be mekabel the dam. V'zoreg, and he'd be able to throw it. So yachol, I would think lo mirak. Let's say somebody else wouldn't do it. Let's say you wouldn't have a kohen coming along. I would think yehi pasul, that it would have been pasul. Therefore, the Mishnah comes along to mention again, a second time. By the way, all you need is rov. To tell me that if this happens on Yom Kippur and another Kohen happens to not come along and finish the job, it's still good. Still good. That's why the Mishnah repeats itself twice. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Yachol lo mirgei pasul? Could I think that? Could I think that if somebody else would not come along, he would be pasul? Im Cain, have the avodah ba'acher. Then what do you have? You have the avodah being done by somebody else. If the other guy is actually doing something, if the second Kohen is actually doing something, then the Kohen Gadol is not doing anything. He's maybe preparing, sure. But he's not doing anything. The second guy is doing it. If he wouldn't be there, it would be puzzle. That means he's vital. We know. V'tnan, v'tanya. That's the only thing the Kohen Gadol has to do every day on Yom Kippur. Get it somebody else. Raised the whole question, what are you having a pious for? But putting that aside, get some. Right, it's been a holiday, so. Right. So they might be assuming this way. The sheet might be assuming that it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So then you can't entertain that you don't need that the other guy is vital. It can't be pshat. Because he can't be vital because it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So again, so why does the Mishnah Chulin say it twice? That you have to do Rov Simanim? El Hachikama. You know what? El Hachikama. Yachal Yeh Pasul Midrabanan. I would think at least it should be Pasul Midrabanan. Midrabanan should be Pasul. If nobody else comes along, and the Kohen Gadol only does it by himself, it should be puzzle. Now we go to the top of the Gimel Amar Aleph. L'kaf Shaninu. That's why he mentions a second time. Rov Echad Ba'ov Rov Shnayim Behema. That even if no other Kohen comes along, even with Rabbanan, it's not puzzle. It's all good through and through. Just that one incision. Why? Because it's going to be Rov Simanim. That's all you need. So the Gemara asks. So if it's not even possible midrabanan, it's absolutely a valid shechita from beginning to end. So lamali mirak, lamarek. Why do we need somebody else to finish the job? So the Gemara says, mitzvah l'mari. It's a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Rashi says, k'dei lahoti sadam yafa. Because if you have somebody else finish the job, he'll be able to open up the simanim, open up the veins very, very well. That'll allow the blood, and as we're going to learn later on in Zvachim, that for the purpose of Kabbalah Tadam, you need the lifeblood. That's the blood that comes out right by the Shechita. So the Kohen Gadol will do the minimum Shechita to be Yotze. Then another somebody else will finish the job to let the lifeblood come out nice and strong. The Kohen Gadol will be able to recover it, and he's doing all the Avodah. That's all. Fine. We are now going to start. The rest of the daf is very technical. It's only a few things that are not really very, very psukim based, very technical daf, very difficult. But we're going to now going to say the what we say every day in Karbanos, for those who say it in Karbanos every day, that the Seder HaMa'aracha that Abaya established in the name of Abba Shaul, which is in the Karbanos. People say it every day. Some people don't say it on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But it's Kedai to see what Mr. Ruhr has to say about this. The Machaber said, it's actually the Ramah. The Ramah says, it's a Siman Memches. It only has one sif in there. He says, Va'omrim Parashat Tamid, V'yesh Orim Seder HaMa'aracha. We have a minute to say, you should say the Seder HaMa'aracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, the Mishnah Berurah says about the Seder HaMa'aracha, that, Vahu Mashe Nispashir HaMinach V'yameinu, the fact that this minach spread in our day, Lomer B'chol Yom Abaya Havim Misadet, which is where we're about to start, Nirali Pashat, it seems simple to me, Demishi Odea Sefer, somebody is a Baal Sefer, right? He knows how to learn, he's not a total Amaret, Mitzvah Lulmod B'Gemara, It's a mitzvah to learn the Gemara, Perush HaMemra Hazo, which is going to explain this memra. Why? V'chei Masha Anu Omer B'chol Yom, and then it says, why? K'dei Shiyavin Mashu Omer. So you should know what you're saying. The other one is just reading words. U'bazeh Techashev Lo Ha'amir B'mokom HaKetara. And that'll take the place of the actual HaKetara. Since we don't have the Beis Hamikdash today. So by saying this, at least it'll have some kind of kiyum. And there's a whole machlokas, whether you could say it's sitting down or it has to be standing up, right? Because if it's going to pattern after how they used to actually do it, you really should stand up. Some people make it, if you could sit down. This is a side issue. But people tend to treat it lightly. It does have a kiyum of as if you were there, as if you're doing it. So we'll start. Abaya Mesader Ma'aracha Mishmei D'Gemara. Abaya would set up the order of the Ma'aracha. They call it the Ma'aracha because it's the first thing he's going to mention. It's setting up the logs on the Mizbeach. Mishmei D'Gemara, he did it in the name of the Gemara. Rashi says, D'kula Yeshiva D'Rabbanan D'Bei Midrasha. Based on the traditions of what went on in the Yeshiva. Right? Abaya did not live near the Beit. Abaya lived like 300 years later. He lived in the 300s. Beis Mikdash was destroyed in 70. It's 200 plus years after the Beis Mikdash was Abaya. So he never saw it. But the traditions in the yeshiva continued what went on based on Mikdash. So Abaya finally set it down in a Masudr order. Valiba the Abishal. In the opinion of Abishal, which is a side point, there is a machlokes specifically about the menorah, and Abaya held like Abishal. So he set it like Abishal's order, specifically about the menorah. Otherwise, pretty much I think it's the same. What is it? Ma'aracha gedola kodemus l'ma'aracha shniyah shel ketores. The first thing they would do is they would organize the logs for the big fire that was on the mizbeach. That's the first thing they did. The ma'aracha gedola. The second ma'aracha is called the ma'aracha shniyah shel ketores. That was a smaller fire. Why was it called shel ketores? Because from that smaller fire, they would get the coals to bring them for the ketores in the inside mizbeach every day. That's where they got the fire from. Took it from the small fire. So first was a big fire, then was a small fire. Aracha shnei shakatoretz, that small fire, they would light that fire. Kodemes l'sidr shnei gizri eitzim. Right, as we said before, many times, there were two blocks of wood that were brought special and put onto the large fire. But before they did that, they did the small fire for the Ketores. V'sidr shnei gidri eitzim, kotzim modishan mizbeach hapinimi. And the order of those two logs, those two blocks of wood, came before they would clean out the inner mizbeach. What was in the inner mizbeach? The Ketores from yesterday. So they would first light those two logs, then go in there to clean out that mizbeach. Then v'dishin mizbeach ha'panimi, the cleaning out of that mizbeach, kodum lehatavas chamesh neiros. That came before they would clean out five of the candles, because they wouldn't do the menorah in order. They would do five and two. So first they would do five, right? Then lehatavas chamesh neiros kodum ledam hatamid. The five neiros came before the dam hatamid. After they arranged the five, they would go back outside and sprinkle the dam of the carbon tamid. They would leave the menorah half finished, right, five sevenths finished. They would go outside and do the dam tamid. The dam tamid kadum hatavas shtei neiros. Then they would go back inside and do the other two. Hatavas shtei neiros kodem leketores. Then they would burn the ketores every day. This is every day. Then the ketores kodem leevarim. The ketores came before the evarim. Then they would bring the evarim of the carbon tamid up to the ramp. The evarim lemincha. The evarim preceded the mincha that accompanied the tamid. Umincha lechavitin. The mincha came before the chavitin of the kohen gadol. The chavitin lenesachin. The chavitin came before the wine that accompanied the carbon tamid. The nesachin lemusafin. The nesachim of the carbon tamid came before the carbon musaf, if it was a Shabbos. If it was. Or any other day where they brought a carbon musaf. Umusafin lebazichin. The musafin came before they would burn the bazichin of the spoons of Lavona of the Shulchan that was also only on Shabbos. They would burn that. And of course the Mefarshim explain, and all the lechem upon him also, all that action took place now. Not just the bazichin, it's also the bread. The taking off, the putting on. Ubazichin the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and the bazichin came before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim was the end. That was the end. Shenamar, like it says, v'hikter aleha chel v'shlamim. Right, and then they would burn fats. Aleha hashlem kol ha'kabaros kulon. On it, meaning the carbon tamid is the end of all of the day. That is the order of the day in a nutshell. So the baya was masader, and now for today and half of tomorrow, we're going to explain this. We're going to break down this member of a baya. So Amar Mar. So we said, Maracha Gedola kodemes la Maracha Shnia. The Maracha Gedola came before the Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. So Manalan, how do you know that? How do you know that's the order? The Tanya, because it says in a Braisa, we have a pasuk that says, this is a pasuk in, I think it's the second pasuk in Parashas Tzav. The Tanya, Hi ha'ola al mokta al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla. Right? Zu Maracha Gedola. That's the Maracha Gedola. Why? Why is that a reference to the Maracha Gedola? Because the whole night you were able to burn fats. So when we talk about a fire that existed the whole night, Mistama, we're talking about the big fire. That was the first thing they did. Then it says in that pasuk, "Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tukad bo." That's the end. That's the last four words of that pasuk. It's pasuk Beis in Perek Vav, the second pasuk of Parashas Tzav. "Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tukad bo." Light a fire in the mizbeach. We just said we light a fire in the mizbeach. So what's that referring to? That's another one. That is zumaracha shnia shel ketores. That's the malacha shnia, the second, the smaller fire that they would light just to be able to take off wood, take off coal, and use that as the burning of the ketores, for the burning of the ketores in the inner mizbeach. So that's how you have the order of the first two. The pasuk is keseder. So the Gemara asks the epachana, why don't you reverse them? And if you reverse them, the pasuk is not keseder. Why don't you reverse them? Right? So, why should I think you should reverse them? Why would I think that? Only because the ketores is going to the little snim, it's better. He's coming with milk. So the Gemara answers, no, mistabra, it's mistabra to say that ma'aracha gedola adifa. The Maracha Gedol is better. The bigger fire is better. Why? Shekin Sheka Parasa Meruba. Because it atones for more things. As a matter of fact, it atones to everything. Everything takes place on the Mizbeach except for the Ketores. It's 99 to 1. Everything goes on that Mizbeach. The only thing that doesn't is the Ketores, which burn inside. So shouldn't the larger fire, which does everything, come before the smaller one, which only accomplishes one thing, the Ketores? Even though, of course, we know that the only thing that is mechaper is the dam, is the sprinkling of the dam, and for that you don't need a fire. Nevertheless, it's the whole idea of the mizbeach. The whole mizbeach, you have to burn things on the mizbeach. Even though the dam is the one that effectuates kapara, it's still all connected. So, shouldn't the thing that accomplishes the most kapara come before the one that accomplishes one kapara? So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Abder Abba, just opposite, Marocha Shni Adifa, the second one is better. Why? Shekin Machnisim Mimena Lufnim. That, because at least you're bringing it inside. You're bringing it closer to the Kodesh Kedoshim. You're bringing it in the inner Mizbeah. So maybe that should be better. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu Haki, nevertheless, Kaparasa Meruba Adifa. The fact that you accomplish more Kapara with the outer Mizbeah, that takes precedence, and that's why that fire comes first. That's why that fire comes first. V'boy say, I can give you another answer. Elo mishakach etzim l'marach shniya. Let's say you don't have etzim for the marach shniya, for the, to make a smaller fire to take the wood to burn the incense. Let's say you don't have. What do you do? Milo ma'ayel marach gedola. Don't you take it from the big fire? So the big fire anyway could end up being inside. So if you don't have, you don't use that fire. So for these reasons, you light the big one first. Right. So in order of that. Right here. It's, it could be right. It could be the underlying what they're driving at. Because the whole avoda comes first. Not more than the fact that it's just more. Right. Okay. Right. Okay, next. Baracha Shnia, the next one. Baracha Shnia Shal Ketores. The set, that little fire that they would use to get the coals for the Ketores. Kodemes L'sidr Shnei Gizri Eitzim. That came before they would like to put the two logs on the big fire. So they light the big fire, they would then light a smaller fire, then take two logs and put them on the big fire. Okay? But then all on, how do you know that? Diksev, because it says, that's Pasuk, okay, we'll see where that is. Oh, it's Pasuk Dal, Pasuk Hey in Parshas Tzav. Uvir Oleha Kohen Eitzim, Baboker Baboker Oleha. It says over there, for each al mizbeach tukad bo lo sefer uvir aleha kohen etzim baboker baboker. Two words baboker. It says twice in the morning. Varach aleha ola veikter aleha chel be'ashlamim. That's the pasuk. So it says that they would put the two logs for each etzim baboker varach aleha. They would put it on it on what? On the big fire. So the Gemara makes a deal. Listen to this. Aleha. The low al chaverta. On the big fire, not on the little fire. Right? Don't put on the little fire, put on the big fire. But since it says aleha, michlal, what do you see from here? The issue le chaverta. That there is a little fire existing already. Because that's put it on aleha, on the big one, which is mashma. There's a little one that you have an alternative what to do. And don't do it on that one. So it's already existing. So therefore, the little fire comes before the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Fine. Now the Gemara says, the high aleha, that word aleha, mi boile legufe, don't I need that for itself? That simply you should put them on the big fire, aleha, on the big fire? How is it available to learn this idea that you can, that don't put it on the small fire? That the small fire was already existing. Aleha means put it on the fire. So the Gemara answers, Tre Aleha Ksivi. No, there's two Alehos in that Pasuk. There are really three Alehos in that Pasuk. So it's three times. But only learning two. I have an extra Aleha. Aleha, not on the small fire, which is master. The small fire already existed. Okay. Next. Sidur Shnei Gizri Eitzim Kardel Modishan HaMizbeach HaPanimi. The setting up of the two logs came before cleaning out the inner mizbeach. So clean it out from the ketores from last night. So that came, but the setting up of the shnei gizri eitzim came before that. Why? Afagaf tahacha ksiv baboker baboker. Even though it says the words baboker baboker in pasuk hey, it says baboker baboker, which is the morning. Uvahacha ksiv baboker baboker. And as Rashi points out, it says in Shemos Lamed. Baboker, baboker, beitiv, wetaneiros, yakti rena. So we have two babokers in each pasuk, which could tell, which, so why do we know one goes before the other? How do we know one goes before the other? This pavok is twice.
Afilu hachi, nevertheless, machshir
odif. Machshir is better. What's machshir? Machshir is preparing for another event. Preparing for another event. So the Gemara is assuming now that since the Eitzim, the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, is going to be machshir, the actual coal, the wood, that you're going to use for the Mizbeach HaPanimi, that's better than the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So Gemara says, what? Machshir, my niyu, what are you talking about, machshir? Shnei Gizri Eitzim. We're talking about the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Those aren't machshir for the Ketores. Those are put on the large fire. We said that we use a small fire. What are you being machshir here? You're not being machshir for the Ketores. If you would be machshir for the Ketores, that would make sense. Since this job is going to lead to the Ketores, that makes a lot of sense. Do that job first. But these Shnei Gizri Eitzim have nothing to do with the Ketores. We said we have a big fire, then we make a small fire for the Ketores. Then we put the Shnei Gizri Eitzim on the big fire. Now what happens? Now the Abaye said that the Shnei Gizri Eitzim was before the cleaning out the Mizbeach. Why? Because it was a machshir for the Ketores. Not a machshir at all. So the Gemara answers, V'hai amad the Shnei Gizri Eitzim l'maracha gedola? But we know that the Shnei Gizri Eitzim l'maracha gedola. That has nothing to do with the Ketores. How is it a machshir? So the Gemara answers, Hazli, Omer of Yirmiya, Shum Eitzim. You're right. It's not a machshir. But the word Eitzim, the idea of Eitzim is a machshir. These logs are not a machshir. You're right. In a Chanami, they're not. These logs are going on the big fire that has nothing to do with the Ketores. But the idea of wood, that is a machshir. Because we're taking the coal that's made from the wood on a small fire, and that's going to go on to the Ketores. So the concept of the wood, that comes first. That's all. That's all it means. That's a little difficult, but the other answers are Ravina Amar, no. Hal the Hitzchlub of Aracha, since you start lighting the big fire, Gomer, we tell you to finish it. We tell you to finish it. That's all. And Rav Ashi Amar, we had this already. Ilo Meshakach Eitzim L'Maracha Shnia. If you don't have wood for the Maracha Shnia, Milo Ayel Maracha Gedola, wouldn't you use the Maracha Gedola? You certainly would. So these Eitzim could end up being on the Mizbeach HaPanimi anyway, if you don't have a small fire. It could happen. Therefore, it's considered a Hechsher for the Ketores. And therefore, it comes first. Fine. Next. Now, Mizbeach HaPanimi, Kodem Lehatavas Chamesh Neros. The Mizbeach HaPanimi, cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPanimi, came before setting up the five candles. That they broke it up into five and two. Now, my timer, why? Amar Abayas says, Gemara Gemirna, we have a tradition, but Svara Lo Yadana, but we don't know the reason. Well, I don't know what's the reason for that. So Rava Amar Rava says, what do you mean? Kedirish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish, Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvos. Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvos. Why? Because if you walk into the Heichal, you bump into the Mizbeach first. So don't walk to the menorah and do that first. You're standing right here. Don't pass up this mitzvah. You walk in right away. You reach the mizbeach. So do that right now. You're gonna walk. You're gonna ignore the mizbeach and walk to the menorah. No, you do it first. Ein ravir in ala mitzvahs. So Abai didn't know that. The kasha. Abai didn't know that. How do you know that that's the case? L'chi'ayel mizbeach. When you walk into the Hechel, the Mizbeach Paga Bereisha. You bump into the Mizbeach first. Oh, how do you know? The Tanya. Shulchan B'tzafon. The Shulchan was in the north. Mashach Menakos Al Shtei Amos U'metza. It was 2.5 Amos away from the wall, so that people could go behind it to remove the bread. U'menorah B'darom Meshulchan Menakos Al Shtei Amos U'metza. The menorah was on the south, also 2.5 Amos away from the wall. They were exactly lined up with each other. Mizbeach memutza ba'omei be'emza. The mizbeach was smack in the middle. The umashach klape chutz kima. And it was a little bit, it wasn't lined up exactly, the three of them were not lined up straight in a row. The mizbeach was a little bit toward the entrance of the heichal. It was not lined up. Why? V'zavnuk b'lehedya. Why wasn't it lined up straight with the other two? Why was it a little bit more to the front? Because kima d'ksiv v'zos v'es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan. Since it says in the pasuk that the menorah faced the shulchan, the inan the havi hadadi, they had to see each other. And if the Mizbeach is smack in the middle, they can't see each other. Therefore, the Mizbeach was a little in the front. What do you see from here? That you bumped into the Mizbeach first, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and that's why, you clean out the Mizbeach before you take care of the menorah. Omar Rava says, listen to this, Shma Mina Vidirish Lakish, from here you see that Avure Dura Atotefta, if somebody passes over his tefillin shel yad to reach for the tefillin shel rosh, somebody does that, usher, that's usher. Heichi avid, what should you do? Madra l'totefta, first your arm and then your head. Okay? So regarding that, Tosfos asks, what do you need Rish Lakish for? The Torah says, ukshartam la'oth ayodecha v'yil totefot beninecha, the arm comes first. The Gemara Menacha says that. I need a Rish Lakish's chiddush of Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs to tell me that. That's what Rashi says. That's what I need. I know that already. That's old news. So Tosfos says, you know what it means? It means that when you put them back in your bag, put your rosh in first and your yad in second, so that you'll be able to put your yad on first. Because we know Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs, and if it's going to be in the front, it's going to be a problem. You can't pass over the rosh. You can't pass over the rosh. So make sure the rosh is on in the front, so you won't have this problem. That's what Tosfos' first answer is. His second answer is, we know that there's an inyan of always touching your tefillin because we say it's compared to the tzitz. And just like the Kohen Gadol has to know the tzitz was on his head at all times, so too you have to know you're wearing your tefillin at all times. And the tzitz only had one name of Hashem, and the tefillin have many more names of Hashem. Therefore you should know. So therefore, always touch your tefillin, touch the rosh first. The yad first. Touch the yad first. That's the second shot from the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. For Rav Elio. But the first shot is, when you put them back, make sure you put them back in such a way that you will be able to touch the yad first, because we don't aim for the mitzvah and the yad comes first. And if you put the rosh first, you'll have no choice. You have to put the rosh on first. Same thing with the talus, right? We wear a talus first. So don't put your tefillin in the bag before the talus, because then you're going to have to put on your tefillin first, because aim for the mitzvah. So make sure that when you stick your hand into the talus, you can reach in your bag. You have both in there. You reach your talus first. The Bir Halacha, the Shaila. What if you're embarrassed? It's just like you're diving in a place that everybody's very, very particular about things, and you're going to put on your tefillin before your talus. They're going to laugh at you. Who does that? So could that busha override the rule of Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs? And he holds. He's not so sure, because it could be Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs is a daraisa. And we say that for busha, we don't push off the daraisa, right? They take off the shanas even in the street, right? If it's darabanan, then they'll let them go home first. But otherwise, even right when it comes to the midaraisas, we're not interested in busha. So he has a whole shaila about that. What do you do? The point is, it's not a joke. It's a serious issue, because Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs is something that's considered very serious. The Rambam says, what's the reason of Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs? He says the reason is there's no reward ever given in the Torah for any mitzvah saseh. Very few. Sorry. Take that back. There's no punishment ever given for violating an saseh. There's no punishment in the Torah for lo saseh. It's punishments galore, right? But for saseh, there's never a punishment given. So we don't know the value. So how could you pass up one for another? Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs. You can't do it. We don't know the value. For lo saseh, we know that there's a hierarchy. But for saseh, there isn't. Only two, only Pesach and Mila. Those are the only two, so those might be different. We had, right, those might be different. But in general, we don't say that. So why would we think, what was Rashi thinking? So why would we think that Ein Revirin Al Mitzvahs means the actual putting on? Why would I think that? The Pasuk says otherwise. So the Ravaz tries to say, maybe Rashi was thinking that since the Shel Rosh is compared to a tzitz, like it has the chashivas of a tzitz, and it's more kodesh, then that maybe that would be a reason. Maybe that would be a reason why we need Rish Lakish, and we couldn't just rely on the pasuk. Also, so the Shram Mitzvah Balacha points out, obviously what Tosfos is saying is, and all the Mefarshim, the Rush says the same thing. They're talking about a tefillin bag, where they're not lying side by side. They're behind each other. So So Tosfos is saying, by the way, make sure you put in the Rosh first. Otherwise, you're going to have an Eir Mavirin Al Mitzvos problem. So put in the Yad first, put in the Rosh first, so the Yad second, so when you open in the morning, you can put on the Yad first. But today, our bags, we have in such a case with the tefillin are side to side. So the Mishalam Mishalacha points out what we all do, we put the Rosh on the right. Why? Because when it comes to Kedusha, we always go toward the right. So we put on the left, the left one first, which is the Yad, which is the Yad is supposed to go first. The Rosh has more Kedusha, by the way, than the Yad, because it has the Shin there, which is Lacha Moshe Mitzinai. So that you're moving toward the more Kedusha. Moving toward the right, put on the Yad first, put on the Rosh second. What? Right. Yeah, the tube. Then they went back to the old way. Go back to the old way. Get those tubes. Right, exactly. You should remember to put the Yad in, the Rosh in first, otherwise you're going to have an Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos problem. So one Shaila, that Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos, you like this, the Har Tzvi has a Shaila. Let's say you live in a neighborhood. Do you violate Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos if you walk further to go to shul? You don't want to go to the closer shul. You want to go to the further shul. Is that a problem with Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos? Why not? Right, you're supposed to walk further, right? It's Charalicha. So does that override Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos? So... right, so when Ramosha moved his apartment and he had to walk further to shul, he said he was very happy. And now this is Charalicha. He's walking further. So the answer is no, it's not a problem of Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos. The question is why not? So first of all, there's a sefer called the Shmo Moshe. I don't know who that is. He said he must have lived in Eretz Yisrael because he was talking about passing by the shul, the Constantinople shul, to go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shul in the old city. And they asked him, is that a problem? He said, no, it's not a problem. He said, first of all, there's no mitzvah to walk to shul. The mitzvah is to daven. So walking is only a heksher. That's certainly we don't say Rabbi Yochanan mitzvah on a heksher. That's for sure not. But even putting aside that reason, the svara is, you only say Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos if you don't have to do anything else. Right now I have the menorah is right here, the mizbeach is right here. What should I do? I have my tefillin right here, my talis right here. But so then we have a kshayla, Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos. Do whatever's in front of you. Don't pass over to do something else. But if I have to walk 4 blocks, or I have to walk 5 blocks, that doesn't even get into the parsha of Eim Avirin Al-Mitzvos. So you're allowed to walk to the shul that's further away, you don't have to worry about this problem. And the next time you're walking further, you can think about this issue. Okay. Fine. Where are we up to? Fine. Next. Hatavas Chamesh Neiros, the setting up the 5 candles, Kodim Ladam HaTamid. That came before the Dam HaTamid. We're going to see in a few minutes that there was a break between the 5 and the 2. There had to be another avoda in between. It's based on Pesukim. There had to be another avoda in between. 5, the Dam, and then the 2. The Dam HaTamid, Kodim Latavas Shtei Neiros. And then the Dam HaTamid, that came before the 2. 5, Dam, 2. That's what we're saying now. My time of why? Amar Abayas, Abayas said, Hahu, okay, this gets complicated. Hahu, Baboker, Baboker, the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, the Baboker, Baboker of Pasuk Tei, in Parshas Tzav, which we said before, was about the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. I don't need that Pasuk anymore. Delo Tzrichi, I don't need that anymore. Why not? Because we ended up saying that the reason why that came first was because of Heksher. So the fact that it was Boker by Boker doesn't help me. I don't need those words for the Limud. Of that the Shnei Gizri Eitzim came before the Ketoret. Came before the Dishin, whatever it was. Why? Because we said it was Heksher. And we had the Alkasha. Why is it Heksher? Right? So I don't need the Boker by Boker to tell me anything about the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, which is what that Pasuk is about. Therefore, those 2 bokers are available for other things. What are they available for? So the Gemara says, Shadrinhu lahacha, put them here. Chad shadaya la'tavas chamesh neiros, put one by the chamesh neiros, v'dilakadne l'dam ha'tamid, that it precedes the dam ha'tamid, v'chad shadaya l'dam ha'tamid, and use one of these bokers for the dam ha'tamid, v'nekadne la'tavas shnei neiros, that it comes before the 2 neiros. Now he explains. Chad shadaya latavas chamesh neiros, put one by the chamesh neiros, dilakad be ladam hatamid, that it precedes the dam hatamid. How does that work? Because the hacha tlasa, now I have 3 bokers. What are the 3 bokers? So Rashi says,
It said, Be'atavas Shnei Neiros, Boker Baboker. Be'atavas Haneiros, I'm sorry.
Be'atavas Haneiros, it said, Baboker Baboker, twice. That's a parasha Shemos, in Sefer Shemos, Shemos Lamed. I then have a third boker from this pasuk here in Vayikra. I have three bokers.
Bahacha Trey.
But, by the dial of the carbon Talmud, it only says boker once. It says boker once in the pasuk over there by the dime of the Talmud. I took another boker from this Shnei Gizri Eitzim. I have two. Three beats two. Therefore, Chamesh Neiros come before the dam. Okay?
V'chad Shaddai L'dam HaTamid, then Akai B'L'Tava Shtei Neiros.
Okay? And then the dam comes before the Tava Shtei Neiros because it has to come before because you have to have a break. So that's why the Shtei Neiros come before the dam, because I took the two bokers over here, I put one by the dam, I put one by the five Neiros, one by the dam, I already have two by the Neiros, that's three, I have only one by the dam, that's two, three beats two, the Neiros come before the dam. Okay? The Afagaf, Bahacha Trey, Mechaper Adif. Then, even though I have two bokers by the dam, what are the two bokers of the dam? One I took from this pasuk in Tav, and one it's said by itself. And I have the two bokers by the Neiros, so it's two and two. Nevertheless, Mechaper is better, it comes first. Okay? What? Right. Right, we didn't say where. Right, we didn't say where that Shechita took. Right, we didn't say when. Right. Right. The list was not exhaustive. Abaya left things out. Right. So, Amalei Papa Abaya, what do you mean? The aim of Chad Shadaihu Ludishan Mizbech HaPanimi, maybe one of those bokers should be used for the Dishan of the inner Mizbech, cleaning out the inner Mizbech, the Nekadme L'dam HaTamid, that should come before the Dam HaTamid. Therefore, Dehacha Tulasa V'hacha Trey, that I'll have 3-2. V'chad Shadaihu L'dam HaTamid, and then one should be used for the Dam HaTamid, the Nekadim L'tavas Chamesh Neiros, that the carbon tamid, the dam, should come before even the five neiros. Okay, based on throwing these bokers around, you can reverse the order and have the dam come before the neiros. So the Gemara answers, I'll have two and two, but mechaper is better than neiros. So the Gemara says it can't be. Im kein asfuke b'mayim masafekes lahu. Then what's going to be the break between the five and the two? We broke it up with the dam. But if you make the dam before the five, there's no break between the five and the two. And we know that that's vital. How is that? Why is that vital? We're going to see right now. So, according to Rish Lakish, hold is not vital. It's okay. What does Rish Lakish say? The Amar Rish Lakish, the Amar, why do they do five and then two? Why do they do that? Just come and light all seven in one shot. Why are you breaking it up? So Rish Lakish said, just to make noise in the Azara. Just busy, tumbling back and forth. They're busy. It causes a stir in the Azara. Then shop here. Then you don't have to do that. So if you have a limud why the dam of the Talmud should be before that, fine. They don't have to cause a stir. It's a very nice idea to cause a stir. People should see the kind of are busy doing Hashem's job. But it's very nice. It's not vital, it's not crucial. But El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Baboker, Baboker, where does he get it from? Chelkehu l'shnei bekarim. Break it into two. It has to be done based on psukim. It has to be done in two stages. So my ikal lemeimar. So you can't. It can't be what you're saying with Papa. You can't. What you're suggesting can't be. Because then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't have a way to break up the five and the two. So it can't be. So Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi Hai Baboker Baboker De Eitzim Mimiyater. So we just said before that the words baboker baboker by the Eitzim were entirely extra because we learned that the Eitzim preceded based on the idea of Heksher. So now the Gemara is questioning that. Are they extra? You tell me they're extra? It's not true. Hamibayle legufe. We need it for its own idea. The Ka'amar Rachmana nikadmu lemaracha shniyah shel ketores. Like we said before, that these two logs were placed there before the ketoret, before the small fire of the ketores. So the Gemara says, Amalei, b'lav miokimna, didn't I already say, aleha v'lo al chevrta? We had that discussion already, that it said aleha, not on the small fire, michlal, the itzil chevrta. The small fire was already there. So we answered that already. That's not akasha. They are extra, and since they're extra, we could learn all the following
all the preceding discussion. So just two more lines. Maishna da'avad ha'tavas chamesh neiros bereisha, na'avad ha'tavas shtei neiros bereisha.
So why is it 5 and 2? Why isn't it 2 and 5? Now that you're breaking it up like this, so why did you pick 5 and then 2?
So Gemara just said, simple. Kiven da'aschil behu avid rov.
Since you start to do rov. Do rov.
So,
right? Since you started already, we have to break it up. So you started, so do, in the beginning, do rov. Show it's important.
So v'nevid shith,
then do 6. Why are you doing 5? Do all 6 except for 1, right? The minimum should be 1. You have to break it up. So do the maximum you can do, and then break it up. Do the other one later, after the dam.
So now amakra beitiv with haneiros yakdi rena.
It's just plural.
Veineiros pachas mishtayim.
And the plural of neiros is you have to have always 2. That's why it's 5 and 2. Okay, we'll stop here. We have a little more to go. Tomorrow's daf is continuing on, and then Wednesday's daf we have top 20 in Shas. Wednesday's daf. All right.